makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee and Tenderleaf Tea present Edgar Bergen, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Dale Evans, The Sportsman, our guests Irene Dunn and Bill Thompson, and Charlie McCarthy.
Happy Easter, everybody. Happy Easter, Bergen.
Well, happy Easter to you, too, Charlie.
Bergen, if you'll lay any eggs today, be sure they're colored.
Yes, I will.
Tell me, Bergen, are we still being heard all over the world?
Yes, Charlie, every Sunday by shortwave to our boys in the services in Africa, England, and the Aleutians, and South Seas, and wherever they may be, all over the world.
Gee, well, being that this is a special occasion, may I say something to them?
Well, I think they'll be all right, Charlie. Now, you go right ahead.
Yes. Well, this is Charlie McCarthy speaking, fellas, and saying, keep up the good work, and we'll clip them, so help us, we'll move.
Was well said, Charlie.
But, why, Kay Francis. The last I heard of you, you were in Africa.
Yes, and I was in Africa the last time I heard you.
Oh, I don't talk that loud.
Well, we short wave, silly.
Oh. Say, how about you giving us a report on your trip to Africa, huh?
Well, I can tell you this, Charlie. Our boys in Africa and everywhere else will continue to clip them and mow them down, providing they have equipment. You know, big wars cost big money, and we're fighting the biggest war in history. We're dealing in figures that stagger the imagination. We can't look for bargains when we must give our army of 11 million men the best of training, clothing, food, and medical treatment. Now our government is asking for $13 billion, and it wants it now. It needs it now. It needs it now to avenge the death of such men as Colin Kelly, Buzz Wagner, the five Sullivan brothers, and our captured airmen who were murdered by the Japanese in Tokyo. We must resolve that here at home, we will measure up in our own way to their faith, courage, and devotion. We can prove our devotion by buying bonds of the second war loan. We must buy $13 billion worth. Can we do it? Certainly. Will we do it? The answer, ladies and gentlemen, is up to you.
Thank you, Kay.
Do you think the boys over there are still listening to the shortwave, Bergen?
Yes, I'm sure they are.
Well, then here's another message, fellas. We'll buy the bombs and you bomb the bums. Yes, it's a wonderful thing that... It's really a wonderful thing, a short wave, the way it gets around, and
yeah.
Sure does sneak all around, and
yeah.
How does it work, Bergen?
Well, short wave?
Yes, if you don't mind, yes.
Short wave?
Yes. I didn't mean to wake you up.
No. Well, it's quite complicated.
Yes, I've heard that. I understand it's so complicated it takes two men to understand it.
Well, no. First of all, let me ask you this. What do you know about radio?
Well, I ask you first.
No.
What do I know?
Yes.
Well, I'd say principally nothing.
Nothing.
But I do know that 95% of the people turn it on before listening to it.
Oh, you do? Yeah, that's fine.
I figure that out myself. Yeah. I can sure waste time, can't I?
And that's all you know about it?
Yes, sir, that's all, yes. I really hate myself for not knowing more, but that's the way it is.
Yes.
Well, there you are.
Yes. Well, of course, Charlie, if that's all you know about it, then that's all you know about it.
Yeah. Well, now, there's a hunk of logic for you. I thought I said the dumbest thing, but you taught me.
Yeah.
Now, I'll try and explain about ether waves.
so that you'll understand it.
Well, that's nice of you. And while you're at it, explain it so that you'll understand it, too.
Yeah. I suppose, Charlie, you've thrown a stone in a pond, haven't you?
A stone?
Yes.
In a pond?
Yes. Have you?
Well, I'd, yes. I did once.
You did once?
Yes.
You did throw it?
Yes, I did. I did, and I'm glad I did.
No. You did it?
Yes.
Now, what did you see going in all directions when you threw that stone?
All going in all directions.
Yes.
Frogs.
No. No, you saw waves.
Don't tell me what I saw. I saw frogs.
No, Charlie.
I only know what I saw.
Yeah.
And Skinny and I, we had them for dinner, too.
No. I insist that you saw waves.
It was frogs.
No, frogs. All right. Now to continue.
Saw frogs.
Yes, I know.
All right, so I saw waves.
You saw waves, that's right.
But they tasted like frogs. I don't give up, you know. I don't give up. Nothing wishy-washy about me, you know. I stick to it. I don't care how wrong I am.
Well, anyway, what's a frog pond got to do with shortwave on a radio? Why don't you just stick to the facts?
Well, you see, Charlie...
No, I don't.
All right. The waves, or shall we call them ripples?
Let's do.
All right. All right, we'll call them ripples.
Isn't that wonderful?
The ripples in the pond can be compared to electrical impulses.
Oh-ho.
Yeah.
So it's done by electricity.
Yeah. You mean electricity. Do you know anything about that?
Electricity?
Yes.
Well, no.
Well, for example, there's the ohm.
You mean you'd be so nice to come home to?
No, I don't mean that at all.
How about be it ever so humble? There's no place like Watt.
No. That's stupidity.
Pardon me, Charlie, old boy. You have the title of that song all wrong, really.
We're not talking about songs, Ray. We're talking about electricity.
Oh, electricity, huh?
Yes.
Oh, it's a perfectly ripping idea, I think.
Yes.
You know, it always amazes me the way electricity works all those gadgets.
Yeah.
Especially those jukeboxes.
Now, he's going to clear up a lot, you know that. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Jukeboxes?
Yes, oh, they're uncanny. I mean, you push button number 22, and it's just amazing how they do it, really.
We'll do what?
Well, play number 18.
Yeah. That's a great help. Thank you.
Well, now, I'll try to explain shortwave in another way.
Go ahead.
You know that radio I gave you, Charlie?
Yes.
Now, what can you get on that?
Never more than $5.
No. I'm talking about broadcast. Now, you get police calls.
Yes.
And you get Morse code, don't you?
Well, sure.
Well, they're shortwave.
No.
Yes.
My goodness. What do you think of that? So that's shortwave,
yes.
Oh, Bergen, you are so smart.
Well, thank you, Charlie.
You really are. I don't know how you do it with your intelligence.
I see, yeah. Well, you see, I do know quite a bit about shortwave. I used to be a ham.
Used to be?
No, not really. All amateur radio operators are called hams. You should be ashamed of yourself to know so little about radio when it plays such an important part in our everyday lives.
Yes.
Why, do you know, statistics show that there are more radios than bathtubs in the world.
Dirty world, ain't it?
Yeah.
It used to be, if a cup of coffee didn't quite ring the bell, we figured the next one would taste better and let it go at that. Not so today. Today, every cup of coffee we drink has double duty to do. You want coffee you can depend upon, all the flavor you can get. So get all the flavor you can, every time. Get Chase and Sanborn coffee. The times demand this richer blend that never lets you down, because now, during rationing, there's no time to take chances with anything second rate. Don't risk disappointment. Get coffee that satisfies with deep down, wholehearted, delicious flavor to make up for the cups you miss. And then, too, there's so much to do these days. Let Chase and Sanborn help. Now, to make sure that Chase and Sanborn meets, and more than meets, these new exacting standards, we're turning out the richest, most flavorful blend of our entire history. So every time you use a coffee ration coupon out of your book, get full flavor value. The choice is yours. Ask for Chase and Sanborn. Now, lots of other folks will be asking too, of course. It's the flavor choice of millions. So, under pressure of the times, your grocer may have sold out. In that case, please understand, and in fairness to all, please cooperate. Then, next time, ask again for Chase and Sanborn coffee.
Ladies and gentlemen, every Easter, it's our custom...
Hello, Edgar. Happy Easter, Bunny.
Well, hello, Bill Thompson. Bill, it's always a pleasure to say hello to you.
Well, I'm not here to say hello, Edgar. I just came in to say goodbye. I'm off to Flageria.
Oh, yes, Flageria, yes. What takes you back there, Bill? The customary goodwill mission, I suppose.
No, it's business this time. I've written a scenario that's going to be produced by Flageria's thriving new motion picture studio, Metro-Goldwyn-Brattle-Frad. Yes. It's a native Flagerian Western, all about cowboys and Indians and stuff like that sort of thing.
Do they have cowboys and Indians in Flageria?
Oh, yes.
They do.
Yeah, they're to be found in Western Flagerian states of Texas Stranfill, Arizona Filt, and New Mexicrondon Tail. Not to be confused with Old Mexicrondon Tail.
Oh, of course not, no. That's south of the Bortlebod, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, south.
Now, about this scenario of yours, it is one of those blood and thunder dramas, isn't it?
No, not it blood is. And thunder, no. Just thunder. The hero is anemic, you see. The title in Flagerian, of course, is Bras Neftupurm Hadi Happen Ho Ho Hm Ha. Translated, that means Buffalo Bill meets Andy Hardy in Gimble's basement.
Well, it must be a very interesting story, Bill, and I'd like to read it sometime.
Well,
know.
I don't know about that. It's written in Flagerian, Edgar, and I'd have to translate it for you, and it has several characters, and they're all in Flagerian, too, and I'll have to read all the parts myself.
You're going to read all the parts yourself? Well, do you think you can do it?
I don't think. I know.
I don't think you know either, but go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Well, some Western music, if you please, Mr. Noble.
This is the West, the real West, the far West, the West Pole, where they live by the unwritten law because nobody knows how to write. As the rays of the sun steal across the enchanted mesa, we take you to the bunkhouse of the Bar Z Ranch. The sheriff is talking to the foreman, Curly Dawson.
Hello, Curly. Did you hear the news?
No, Sheriff. What's the news?
Shorty Carson has escaped from Tehachapi.
He has?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
So now we leave the bunkhouse of the Barzee Ranch. We go to the enchanted desert where across the arid wastes comes the lone figure of a man on horseback. He gallops up to a signpost and stops.
Take it easy, Daisy, old horse. I'll take a squint at this sign and see what it says. Ah, the Bar Z Ranch is only 125 miles more to go. My goodness, what's the matter? My trusty old steed fainted on me. Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned that 125 miles so loud. I'm tactless, I guess. Here, horsey old kid. Kid, speak to me. Horsey, are you all right?
Well, okay, Daisy. You've carried me many a mile, so why shouldn't I carry you? Come on, Daisy, up on my back now. Up to Daisy. That's it. Easy does it. Stop blowing your breath down my neck. You're tickling me. Now. Come on now, old pal. We'll make it. On to the Bar Z Ranch. Such loyalty of man to animal is touching. We go back now to the Bar Z Ranch.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Now we take you to Dry Rock Canyon where horse-faced Harry... Horse-faced Harry is talking to a Confederate. The Confederate speaks.
I'm tired of wearing this gray uniform. Why can't you get me something more modern?
There's no time for that. Shorty has escaped from Tehachapi. Let's get in the flivver here and warn him.
Okay, start her up. Well, something's wrong with the magneto. Contact.
Contact. Start her again. What What's that coming out of the exhaust pipe?
My gosh, butter.
Shucks, I must have used the wrong ration book.
We leave the two figures working over their automobile and go back to the Bar Z Ranch to see what is happening.
Nah, yeah. Well, what are we going to do if Shorty does get here?
You and I know it means trouble for you, but you can feel safe. I'm the law and I'm behind you.
I'd feel safer if you were in front of me.
Hey, look out that window. A man carrying a horse.
I see it. It's a horse riding man back.
It's Shorty.
Hi, Shorty. What do you want?
Stand aside, Sheriff. It's not you I want. It's that little rat, Curly.
Shorty, you're carrying a gun.
Hey, can't we let bygones but go bys?
You see this gun in my hands? Take a good look at it.
What are you going to do?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You sold me this rifle 3 years ago. There ain't no trigger on it. I want my money back.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah?
No.
Oh.
Voices chattering, footsteps pattering, traffic clattering there. Oh, so unexpectedly, suddenly, magically, you could hear a pin drop there in the crowd. One look at you, first thing I knew, I stumbled on a cloud. Softly as a raindrop that's falling from a treetop, I listened to my heart drop right there before you. What a lovely meeting there in the hush. I felt a thrill, one that I still can't brush aside. Oh, fate alone ordained it. How else has anything explained?
Buying anything these days, two questions are uppermost. First, how good is it? And second, just how useful? On both those counts, Tenderleaf brand tea balls walk away with top honors. So good and so useful that today they outsell every other kind. The standards of the American housewife demand those finer tea balls. They've become the accepted modern way to enjoy finer tea. Tenderleaf brand tea balls bring you the flavor of the choice, young, tender tea leaves, such as you get in Tenderleaf tea put up in packages, too. Now, if tea grew right in your own garden, and you could select each leaf for yourself, you'd pass up the old leaves down low on the plant and take the little half-grown ones every time, because the flavor is so much richer in the small leaves out toward the branch tips. And it's that delightful fragrance and more satisfying flavor that you get in improved Tenderleaf brand tea balls. They're made with tasteless filter paper, too. That's still another reason for their overwhelming popularity. This week, serve tea for breakfast and at other meals, too. Enjoy this finer blend. Ask your grocer for Tenderleaf brand tea in packages or in improved Tenderleaf tea balls. What is it, Charlie?
Doesn't Irene Dunn look lovely in her Easter outfit?
Yes, she certainly does.
Yeah.
Very lovely.
Yeah. Bergen, I think the love bug has finally got me.
Is that so?
Every time I look at her, I say to myself, Dunn is the one.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, you've really got it bad, haven't you?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, I'll have to tell Irene.
No.
Irene... I've got to tell you something that Charlie just said. It's rather amusing.
Really? Well, what did Charlie say?
Well,
Go ahead, tell her.
Still pigeon?
Yeah.
Well, Irene, I think Charlie has a case of puppy love.
Puppy love?
Yeah. Woof, woof.
Well, now, that's not unusual for a boy his age. Who's the young lady, Charlie?
You.
Me?
Yeah. I fought it off as long as I could, Irene. But I know it's really a real thing this time, and I'm in love.
Oh, well, now, that's very flattering, Charlie, but I don't think you know what love is.
Well, it's a... Well, scientists don't know what electricity is either, but they know what to do with it.
You know that, Irene, this isn't anything new with Charlie. He's been talking about you ever since I took him to see you in Showboat.
Oh,
that was a wonderful picture, and you were so good.
You know,
yes, I'd love to have a Showboat of my own sometime. With you as my star attraction.
Well, Showboats are lots of fun, Charlie. Mm-hmm. And if you ever get one, I'll be there.
Good. I can see us now. Floating down the Mississippi in our little showboat. I'm standing on the deck with the salt spray a-slapping me in the kisser.
And the paddle wheels are a-chugging and a-chugging.
Yeah, what are they chugging so hard for?
We're going uphill.
Oh. Well, Irene, it sure is fun being on a showboat, isn't it?
I told you it'd be fun.
Yeah. How do you feel about going from Jerome Kern's showboat to Charlie McCarthy's showboat?
Well, it's a big jump.
Yeah?
From Kern to Corn.
Oh. Well, I think I'd better get my makeup on. By the way, what show are we giving tonight?
Tonight, Uncle Tom's Cabin or Beat Me Simon with a Buggy Whip.
Oh. Topsy neither, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, the way we murder that
thing. Yeah, we murder.
Oh, we really crippled
it
out
there. Yeah.
We should call it Autopsy and either, the way we... Irene, what part am I playing tonight?
Well, you're going to play Topsy.
Oh, good. Then I don't have to wash. What part is Bergen playing?
Oh, we'll just let him be himself.
Oh. Oh, well, he deserves something better than that. Well, it's your time. Let's get started. Is the audience in the theater?
Yep, he's here.
Oh, so it's one of those things again, huh? Well, then on with the show.
Get your programs here. Get your programs. You can't tell one program from another program without a program.
I think we can do without him. I don't like him. As the curtain rises, we find little Eva, a fragile little thing, gazing out the window. She's not feeling so good. The music isn't feeling so good either. Raise the curtain, Merton.
Ah, it is so beautiful sitting here by the window, gazing out into the fields of daffodils and pumpernickels. I wonder where Topsy is. Ouch! Oh, there you are. Hello, Topsy.
Hello, Terry. Hello, Miss Eva. As wicked I am.
You certainly is. Yeah. Do you know what happens to bad little girls like you?
I ain't telling. If you want to know, find out for yourself.
Ah, Topsy, why can't you be good like me?
Like you? Well, what about you pushing your uncle off the front porch and giving your grandma the hot food? Yeah, that don't sound like a little Eva to me.
Well, I've been eating vitamins.
Well, you better lean off them just a wee bit.
Hello, children.
Well, Uncle Tom.
Yeah. I got shoes, you got shoes, all us children got shoes.
This is before rationing, of course.
Well, Uncle Tom, how are you, Uncle Tom?
Uncle Tom got a hand. He'll be hard to work with. Please, folks, please.
Not so good, Miss Eva. Not so good. Lousy, lousy, lousy.
You certainly are, Bergen. More of it, huh? And who are you?
I'm Simon Legree, the roofest, toofest villain in the whole soup.
Well, shut my mouth.
Save me, children, save me.
Ah, there you are, Uncle Tom. I've come to take you away. I'm an absolute cad, you know.
Well, we knew you weren't an actor.
Save me, children, I'm a-losing my freedom by yumping yimini. No, I mean...
You're losing your accent, too.
Yeah, remember, Bergen, you're Uncle Tom, not Uncle Axel. All right.
Get your tomatoes here. Nice, unfresh tomatoes. You can't show the actors your appreciation without a tomato.
You get out of here with those tomatoes. On with the show, Simon Legreasy.
Oh, yes. Where was I? I was being mean to Uncle Tom, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Uncle Tom, I beat you last night. I beat you the night before, and I'm going to beat you tonight.
How can you be so cruel?
Oh, what's a little game of gin rummy between friends?
Oh, please don't be mean to Uncle Thomas, Mr. Legree. Have you no respect for his old gray hair?
Hair? Well, that does it. This is the worst job of casting I've ever seen.
You're right, Charlie. This kind of acting's enough to sink a showboat.
By golly, you did it, too.
I think we hit a sandbar.
We're always hitting a sandbar. Look at the water coming in, too.
Get your water wings here, folks. You can't see the rest of the show without water wings.
Let's go, Charlie. Let's get out of here.
Hey, wait a minute. Think of the audience for a second. Second's up. Come on, swim for shore.
Us again next week when Charlie and all of us will be on hand to greet our special guest, Barbara Stanwyck. Meanwhile, when it's coffee you're buying, ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee. When it's tea, Tenderleaf brand tea. Chase and Sanborn coffee, Tenderleaf tea. Two favorites for days like these. Ask your grocer for them both. This is Buddy Twist saying goodnight from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.